Hello. Hello. Hello.
Daddy, how are you?
A better day.
Yeah. How are you?
Hey, I've had better days.
Yeah, better days. You are
Yeah,
just
I've had
lost
better days.
somewhere. Are you working?
I'm always working, even though I'm at 7 o'clock. At 7 p.m. I'm just about to make supper. It sounds like I'm speaking to Eddie, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, no. Eddie, I have a situation right now, and I'll need to talk to your billing team to make some arrangements to the remaining balance on the account that I understand is $1,000 US, including the remaining payments and the copywriting. My problem is this: I just lost my job. I just lost my regular day job. On top of that, I'm in and out this I've been in and out the next couple of weeks seeing specialists because I have some medical challenges, but that's beside the point. I have to, I need to, I gotta, I literally have to split that payment into four payments of about 300 Canadian a piece, because my problem is right now I'm on I have very little funds coming in for the next couple few weeks. It's a little bit tough right now. So that's where I'm at right now. You're probably touching base about when to expect the payment, or you're touching base about something else. Well, that's where I'm at with my current situation right now. If I go over 400 Canadian right now, I kind of suffer right now because I'm getting a residual of about I make about right now about 500. I make about 500 a week, and obviously, so that's where I'm at right now. I don't normally like doing this. Normally, I'm in better shape, but this is where I'm at right now. And the site goes live when the final payment is made. So my hands really are tied right now.
I know the situation, Andrew. So I'm just connecting you with my billing, and they will get you a better solution, better idea for this, that we are split down in four payments or what we have to do. Okay?
Yeah. Do you mind if I speak to billing and then they can give me a better idea?
Yes.
And then, because I was, before you were calling me today, I was just reviewing my budget,
Yes.
and I when you when you only have when you're used to having about, 650 to 700 coming in per week, and I'm down $200 less a week coming in.
God will
I
bless
can't
you,
even.
Andrew. Don't you upset. God will bless you.
Yeah, because yeah, so. Is it possible to speak with somebody in billing right now, or
Yes, right now.
do perfect? And then, did you? I'm I'm working on sending you over the images and the other content, and that you should have that by middle of next week. I'm working on I have one other deadline that I have to get done by Monday first, and then I can get, and I'm in the process of getting things
no
together.
Problem. I'm with you, Andrew. Don't you worry, okay? All right, so I'm connecting you with my billing, and then we have to decide what we have to do.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Just hold on a second.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Andrew.
It is, sir.
Sir, this is Thomas Mark. How is it going today?
Thomas, I've had better days. As mentioned to Eddie, I'd like to speak with you in the billing department to make some payment arrangements on my account.
Mm-hmm.
My current situation is this. I recently just lost my regular day job a few days ago.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to hear about that, sir.
I have a so my income is significantly less right now, and if you could confirm, there's about a thousand U.S. Remaining on the account to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
I would now I'm in Ottawa, Canada, so I have to look at the conversion rate as
mm-hmm.
well. But I would wonder if the billing department would be agreeable to four payments of about 300 Canadian.
300 Canadian. Let me check. Hang on a second, sir.
Or if you can do, or we divide the I would be 250 U.S. per payment, and you tell me the approximate amount that I have to do. But I have a maximum coming in of about 500 weekly, which is about nearly 300 less than I currently make.
Hmm. Okay. No problem. And I appreciate you telling me all of that. So I'll take care of that, and I'll see what I can do the best. So there's $1,000 payment. That is United States dollars. And if you convert it into Canadian, that is coming up with $1,324.92, which is Canadian.
$1,324. So it's like 14. So basically 1,400 Canadian.
Correct.
So divide that amount in.
Correct. So what I'll do is, if it's possible for you, I can have some discounted coupons in my system, which I get on a daily basis. So there are two options. First, we can separate the payment in three installments for you. Second, I can give you at least a 50% flat discount if you pay a one-time cost. Let's say the total cost is 1,000 USD, and if I apply the discounted coupon for today, that would be 500 USD, which comes in a total of 662 Canadian dollars. But let's say you don't want to pay that upfront, which I'm not sure. So what we can divide $1,000 into like three installments, which will be coming up as 1 second. 333. That is USD. So that's the best possible option that I can do for you.
Okay,
so you should let...
Yeah, cause, and then what would be approximately in Canadian, I wonder?
441.
441, okay, 441, yeah. Yeah, 441, so 450, that's, and that's three payments or four?
Three payments only, not four.
Three, okay.
All right, so what we can do is I can set up a payment plan for you. Let's say today is Thursday. Next Thursday, we're going to charge the same amount, that is 441 Canadian, on your card. And the next week, same day, Thursday, 29th of September, we're going to charge the same amount. All right?
Okay. Yeah, I get my money comes in. My money comes in direct deposit on Mondays.
Let me make it Monday then. So we'll skip the next week. Next week, so you're paying today. So we'll skip the next week. And the
I
next
have no funds, sir. I have no funds to pay today. That's my other issue. I'm looking at, I'm looking at three payments of 450 Canadian, I think it says around 450.
Not 450, it's 441.
441, well, I rounded up just to make it easier to calculate, then I know there's enough because, you know, with everything.
I appreciate that.
You know, I prefer to, I, you know, and then what, where's my, oh boy. I'm just going shy on a 12-hour day today. It's been a long, very, very long day. I got to look at my calendar here. I apologize. Just one more.
No,
please.
It's totally fine. It's totally fine. Let me know whatever is the best and suitable for you, and I'll make the arrangements for you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Because yeah, yeah, okay. Can we do the first payment on the 26th?
Today is 15th. 26th of Monday. No, sir, that will be possible. Like, you have to release the first payment before Tuesday. The max I can do is Tuesday. And because, you know, things are like we need to finish off this the whole payment plan within this month. So that's the only reason that I gave you three installments and not four. I can also offer you four installments too, but we need to like finish off this whole payment within this month. So you can choose any date between like this month, like before 30th, so you can release the whole payment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like just like a bookkeeping stuff that we do. So like whatever is you are purchasing. So, like, we need to finish that off, like, before 30th.
No, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. So now
yeah,
it's up to you.
I get, literally for the end of this month, I get I will receive two payments of five hundred each. One on the 19th, and one on the 26th. And
okay, well, what I can do is I can still offer you a discount on it. So I'll try to make it 1,000 instead of USD. I'll make it 1,000 Canadian for you, just for your breasts. So just let me know whenever you can pay. And I'll call you myself, and so I can go ahead. Or you can just, like, provide your authorization to me, and by the end of the day, by the last day of the month, on 30th, I will go ahead and charge you $1,000 on your card, which is going to be Canadian.
Yeah.
All right?
Right.
Sounds fair enough to you?
Sounds fair enough to me, so it's about
yeah.
So it's $1,000 Canadian in total.
Yeah, total. No futures cards, no other recurring charges. And if you can provide me your billing details, so I can, like, put that in the system and add the calendar to it, so it will automatically be charged on 30th morning. And may I have the card, please?
It's the same card that they have on file, but I will get my card.
Sure.
Okay, it's a Visa.
It's a Visa, starting with 4?
Yeah. 4366 8108 5392
5461. Expiration?
0527.
And the CVV behind it?
296.
I have the billing zip code too.
K1Y1R6.
Gotcha. Thank you. So it will be charged on 30th, and that would be 1,000 Canadian dollars. Do you authorize Orbit Design Agency to charge you this amount on the 30th of September?
Yes, I do.
Thanks a lot for your time, sir. Anything else I can do for you?
Not right now. Thank you again for your time.
No worries, sir. Thanks a lot for your time. You have a good day ahead. Bye.
Bye.